Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Ann Hirsch.
Haven't left.
And Ann Hirsch, the Olympian. Ann Hirsch, the Olympian. We just learned at the end of the last segment that she is a swimmer. And honestly, you're in great shape. So therefore,
she also does cycling classes, too.
From a senior perspective, and I know that I don't know about cycling, but my doctor has even said he became a swimmer later in life only because it's easy on your muscles.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
very
exercise,
good
but
for the joint. Yeah. Very good.
And so, you're able to do stuff in water, you know, because even when my mom had messed up her knee when she fell, you know, and we were in the pool because we're in Levittown where I live. We have all these local pools that we're able to use. I was like, just go in the pool because she doesn't know how to swim, my mom or anything. So I was like, we'll go in the shallow end. I was like, and she's like, oh, my knee actually doesn't hurt, you know, and that was the only place that, you know, it didn't hurt her. So it's I think this is actually a good topic for a segment. I'm going to find someone to come and talk about, like, you know, just the benefits of swimming.
Swimming is phenomenal. I can tell you it gets lots of seniors, and we all talk to each other in the locker. We all say it's therapeutic, not only physically, but mentally. Those of us who have a tendency to, as we talked about at least my last time in, on depression and so on, you move around and it helps to make you feel more positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
The atmosphere is very positive. It is wonderful, very therapeutic and easy on the joints.
Right. My mother didn't really like the water, but they had a pool in their house. And this has to be like 10 years ago, the poor thing. And she's in the water and she slips. She's in the pool and she slips. And then her head is bobbing up and down.
Oh.
And she's yelling, help me, help me. Everybody's saying, Ma, stand up. It's only it was 4 foot of water. So we jumped in anyway. It's Ma, just stand up. And when she stood up, it was like to her waist of water. But, you know, she didn't know. And her foot slipped.
Yeah. And
so
like fully
she
panic,
thought she
right?
was under the water. Yeah. Oh, it was just pathetic.
The wonderful thing.
So she's not a swimmer.
The wonderful thing about the town pools is that you've got lifeguards and they're very, very strict.
Yeah.
Very strict. They're watching that water. They are ready in a moment's time because I've watched them practice and they do it, the drills, to keep themselves current on retrieving people. And they're very careful about the health of the pool. They meet the standards of the
right, because there's so
department.
Many codes and stuff, which is one, right?
Oh,
it's true. It's
and
very true.
Absolutely everything. But it's when you get into the locker and everybody starts talking.
No,
or
that's
we
great.
Sit,
that's,
we
I just
sit
think that's
in
really
the jacuzzi and yuck.
That's good, though.
And there's plenty of walking in water. Yuck. And you've got a lot of people, whether it's in Tully or the small area that's at some of the other pools, wherever, they accommodate. But I can tell you, if you know what a ripped meniscus is, if you know what arthritis is, these are awesome, awesome activities. People with canes take their cane and they'll have a something that brings you down into the water.
Right,
you
I've
can
seen
sit
those.
On
yeah,
the
yeah,
chair.
That, yeah.
It's there. It's there to accommodate you. There is no reason. They'll have ramps to let you into the water. You can walk in the water, in very shallow water. It is just, it is for everyone, but seniors, especially during the day, it is phenomenal.
Right.
And then, of course, there's also Yes We Can has wonderful exercise equipment. Also, lots of Project Independence I've met in there. Plenty of people go to that. And as we're going to, you know, mention, I do a spin class. It has been found by the American Medical Association, people who sit on a stationary bike and just move their feet will actually have some of their symptoms pushed back, so that the tremors and some of the cognitive loss has been effectively dealt with by using a stationary bike. Ah. But the AMA has written it up. So it's
See,
solid.
We didn't actually need another guest. We could just have Ann talk
exactly.
about all these things. There we go, Ann. So expect a phone call. I'll be scheduling you for
you
got
this
it. Kind of topic.
You got it.
And just the other throw in there about Tully's inexpensive. I'm not questioning money, but I mean, it's like, $150, $160, $170 a year. So that's 365 days.
For a senior?
For a senior.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the price entirely for a senior.
Compared to some of the other places, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, and it's a locker, it's a pool, and there's a gym, sauna, steam room. You know, it's
over there.
There's everything over
right.
there.
Right, and over at some of the others, you may have a jacuzzi, which is lovely for the arthritis people to just sit there and get that heat on those joints and all of us. Again, it's therapeutic.
I think the main question, have you come across the one yet that has the martinis?
Yeah, I'll go to that one.
A jacuzzi without a martini is like a waste of time for you.
The Project Independence chartered to go down to the Caribbean somewhere. And once you do that, we'll all hop it and go wherever it is you're going.
I like it. There you go.
But don't give us Zika. No Zika. And with that, we'll get into the vegetarian and the vegan and the difference.
I know, very health-conscious crew.
That'll be another discussion.
But just speaking of Tully Park, a lot of people, I know this was a hot topic, but the contract for the elevator repair had been approved. So that's it's starting, the work on the elevator there, because I know that was an issue for some people.
Oh, I didn't realize even.
I mean, they do. I just want people to be aware, though, that currently while the elevator is being repaired, there's a series of stair lifts that are in place, that you're able to use in case you have mobility issues.
Tully is phenomenal. They have the ramp. So if you are on a walker or a wheelchair, it is all accessible. Those doors open automatically, so you don't have to concern yourself at all. And there's lots of handicap parking with recesses in the street, which allow you to move very well. And it's very, very friendly to those with special needs. It is awesome in that they
it's
put that into consideration.
Very clean. It's very clean. And sometimes the gym can get sloppy and stuff is thrown here. Not that I go there that often, but I've been there. And anytime I've been there, every floor is clean. The tiles are constantly washed because, people slip, seniors slip, et cetera. It's a credit. That one, I'm not talking about the other ones, but Tully itself is a well-maintained facility.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Well, and on another note, I want to remind people that on August 28th, it is the final Fun Day Monday, or hopefully it won't be Fun Day Thursday like we've had two times. We've had two Mondays
had to
be canceled.
I didn't pay attention to
And they've been moved to Thursdays, but nothing stops community service for putting on, Fun Day Monday or Fun Day Thursday, whatever it might be, is a great event. But this one is particularly an amazing event. This is the last one. It is August 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the North Hempstead Beach Park. And this one is Hometown USA, and it's a salute to all the armed forces that are there. And it's really just a great, great event. There's the Banjo Rascals are there, and there's car show and food. Little vendors will be there too, just veterans that do different things that will be there also. And thank you to the sponsors: Agewell New York, Northwell Health, Katz Institute for Women's Health, Parker Jewish Institute, Marquee Rehabilitation, and Glen Cove Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation all help sponsor that event. So I really recommend people check that out. There is transportation also available there. And it's just, it's really, I love that event. So.
Yeah, I was there last year. It was two of them I've been to on that, the last 2 years.
And actually, your friend will be having
yes,
a table
yes,
there, correct?
Yes.
He was on our show.
My friend Paul is going to be there. He had he's a Vietnam vet, and he was on the show and did a great show. He's also an author.
He's like a man of all trades. Yeah. I mean, the list goes on and on with Paul.
About fish, he's got the oldest saltwater fish tank in the country.
That was our original topic, why we had him
and
on the show.
And we just evolved.
Yes, and then all of a sudden we realized, oh, my God, he certainly had quite the life.
Yeah, so. He really is. And so he's going to have he made steampunk lamps.
And they're amazing. I saw John show me some pictures, and they are phenomenal and so interesting the way they were done, each of them.
So he's going to have a table showing them off.
So although North Hempstead Beach Park is the location for this, it is totally different than Beach Feast.
Yeah, well, North Hempstead Beach Park, there's two certain areas of North Hempstead Beach Park.
Right.
So you, but the signs tell you where each thing is, so it's not really.
But they don't come. They're not the same days anyway.
No,
same
days.
I mean, but it's totally location. Different activities. So you can go to one, and it's not a repeat.
No, not at all.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make that.
Yes, not at all.
Beach Feast, Fun Day Monday really is for seniors.
Yeah, it's only for seniors.
There's no kids on Fun Day Monday.
I mean, you can bring your grandchildren, you know, but it's right.
Oh, they won't enjoy that?
There's nothing for kids.
Yeah, it's really...
it's a senior thing.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, and the other one is more...
The other one's for everybody.
Yes, that's absolutely. Great to know.
But yeah, it should be great. So I recommend everyone definitely checks that out because it's such a wonderful event. And, you know, saluting the veterans, I think, is always an important thing to do. So
you're going to do line dancing, Zumba, fitness?
That's every Monday. Yeah, every Monday. Every Monday, Fun Day Monday offers those activities. And Fun Day Monday, I want to remind people, is completely free and there is no parking charge, even though it's
right.
Wow.
That's part of the agreement for Fun Day Monday. Yeah.
Very important.
No, you know, and they had in July, they had, you know, they did that mindfulness coloring they offered there.
Oh, my.
They also have, you know, two dates. One just passed, actually. One was, I guess, yesterday. They had do those guided walking tours they had there. So there really is something for everyone. And they keep, you know, Fun Day Monday's been going on now for, I think, for like 30 years or something. But they really try and add new things. Yeah, it's been like for a really long time. I want to say 30 years.
Wow.
And just to be repetitious, 311 will get you there by saying, I need a ride.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll hook you up or whatever. The senior centers are connected to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a whole list of all different drop-off pickups. And they really work with you, too, if you're not able to make it. You know, so Dave, who's the head of buses for community services, is a doll and wonderful. And he,
so, again, this is another accessible kind of activity to get you up, get you out, get you in, get a little bit of
I can't speak
sun.
About other towns, but Great Neck, where I'm involved, the bus, the Great Neck bus, will bring you to the Great Neck Center, and then the town bus will bring you to the beach.
Yeah.
They'll bring you home and bring you home. So literally, all you do is make the
phone call.
Great
Neck Social Center really has a great transportation system going on.
And for those who want to take a taxi, could they do that at a discounted rate?
No, only you could only use the Project Independence taxis if there's some kind of medical thing. So that's a case by case thing.
Medical,
you know, so
and
if there's
shopping.
That right, if there's some kind of screening that's going on somewhere, you know, it would fall under that kind of realm. But what's great is that even if that's a gray area and you're not sure what would cover, you call 311. You'd be connected to Shari, who's our mobility manager, and she will explain everything. So
that's a good point, right?
Terrific.
She'll
terrific.
Figure out a way to get you there.
She's the travel agent for the town.
I'm glad we talked about that just so that it clears.
Yeah,
the
we'll
air.
Go a little more into that too in the.
Okay, great.
Shari's the travel agent.
She is. That's what we call her, the travel agent.
But it's the truth. She can get you to there, you know, figure out the buses, and she's done it for people even going into the city, into Manhattan to shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where to go for the first stop, to get the second stop, to get the third one, and bring you home at night. So really, she has the transit system down perfect. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.